couple of things. As a reminder, and for those of you who haven't been here, all sopranos and altos will sing the top line of the solos. All tenors and basses will sing the bottom line of the solos. Every time. On page two, when we get to the chorus, all sopranos and altos should sing the first two measures, soprano line, and then same thing on the next page, and then you go to your parts. Can we start on page two, please? Into, conducting into. So, four, three, ready, and great. Here's what I want to do. I want to do these two pages a couple of times so that we can start to memorize these two pages. I think we're closer than we may think. Ready? And just keep it moving if possible. Again, please. Ready? And second to last note sounds different from everyone else's quarter note, because they have three de te favor, three de te favor, and so we wanted to make sure that it sounds clear and that it doesn't just sound like a mistake. Yeah, good. Tenors and basses, a cappella, right on your entrance. Ready? Thank you. Good-ish. All right, everyone, page two, acapella. If you can do it with your music down, do it with your music down. Ready, and one. Second to last measure. Can we speak everybody? Second to last measure of the second system of page seven. One, two, three. Good, so this needs to be fast. One, two, three. Exactly. Tenors and basses. Top of the page.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll flip them. Flip all the R's. Calm, calm, forward. Okay, everyone, top of page 7. I have a low D tonight. Look at that. Everyone, top of page 7. Ready? 1 and 2.
Thank you.
for last measure. Can we speak the text in rhythm, please? There's a lot going on here. Grandeur. Ready? Speaking the text. One and two.
Grandeur.
Ready and go. Te fozatre. Frir te fozatre. The Z should come on the X. So frir te, no S, and then fozatre, right? Singing on grandeur, everyone. But this should feel like a communal dance at the end. Let's feel like we're dancing. Right? Ready? And beginning. Stand up. And a little faster. I have no idea how fast it's going to go. He's playing harpsichord on this. Tetra, that is. There, I don't know. I was spending time with him, and he was like, oh, I don't really play, you know, harpsichord. And then he said, but I can play, you know, this concerto. And I was like, you can play. All right, here we go. And... to memorize those two chorus pages for next week. Yeah? Thank you, Jesse. See you all next week.